The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Ray Andrewson, the Executive Director of the Quinnipiac Chamber, and we bring you these podcasts every other week to highlight some of our member businesses, their specialties, and provide some advice, perspective, talk about upcoming events. And of course, 2023, a new year to look ahead in terms of your investments as we wipe the slate clean in some respects and start planning for the future once we hit the month of January. No one better to talk to about this month and also for your future in terms of wealth management and planning is Ryan Morrissey. He is of Morrissey Wealth Management, Washington Avenue, North Haven, and chamber member who joins us for this podcast. Ryan, thank you for being here, the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast.
Thanks, Ray. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
There's a lot to talk about. We could be here beyond 15 minutes because finances and planning are so complex. But in terms of an overview, when it comes to building wealth, asset management, expecting retirement, expecting to be able to do things with some greater freedom later in life, start, you know, supporting your family. There's so many things you could do, start a new business. Let's talk about the basics of just how you manage a person's money and also try to match that to their personal desires.
Sure. Yeah, that's a lot to cover. I think for anybody, the key is to figure out first, what's your asset allocation, right? The mix that you're comfortable with between stocks and bonds and cash, because that's going to determine the risk. The younger, theoretically, you know, the more you should have in stocks, and the closer to retirement, the more you should be shifting into, bonds and cash to try to protect some of what you have.
And making those kinds of adjustments, of course, require some type of communication. So if I'm coming to you, and this is my first time, I'm in your office in North Haven, and I sit down and I say, you know, I really do need to develop a plan. I do need to have not only a five-year plan, I need to have a 20, 30, 40-year plan. How does the first conversation go with you in terms of what you cover?
Well, I think the first is to establish what you're doing. So if it's retirement planning, right, you're looking at, okay, 25, 30-year horizon and looking at what your income needs would be. So that'd be figuring out how much income you need, putting together a budget, and then looking at what you have from Social Security, pension, and investments to see if that's going to be sufficient, first of all, before you do retire. And then if it is, then it's about managing that going forward and making sure you're not spending too much money and so you're not going to run out, hopefully, at any point.
One thing I think you've been surprised at, I've been surprised at, a lot of people are surprised at, is their assets and how many they have. Whether it's equity in your home, you think about the value of your auto, think about some other property that might be in your possession. People actually have a little bit more wealth than they imagine.
Definitely. I think, you know, COVID was tough because a lot of people saw their investment portfolios decline, but they came back pretty quickly. And then the real estate market has been so strong that a lot of people have created a lot of equity in their homes or been able to tap into it because it was hard to sell a house, even leading into COVID in Connecticut. And, you know, interest rates are up a little bit in the last 3-4 months. Well, up a lot, I should say. But I still think there's not a supply. So it's still a good time to be maybe selling your house if that's something that you want to do.
And this is a long-term enterprise. I'm sure that you advise all your clients too that in terms of your wealth collection, if you will, if you're thinking about retirement, this is a long-range view. And so often we'll put on CNBC or, you know,
yeah,
business, and you'll say, you know, the sky is falling, things are falling apart. Hang in there. You have many, many, many years to plan.
For sure. I mean, the basic stuff is probably the best advice. Like I said earlier, figure out your asset allocation, and that's based off your comfort level. Because I have on my website, I have a podcast also, retirewithryan.com. And I have some information on there about like your asset allocation, but you got to be comfortable with it. So that if we look back to, like you were mentioning earlier, like 2008 to 2009 decline, you can look back and see in various allocations how much things have declined. So that if you're not comfortable, let's say, with just a 60% stock, 40% bond portfolio, that's still declined 25%. And you've got to be comfortable enough to stay with that for the long term. Because the worst thing you can do is sell at the bottom because you listen to someone on CNBC who has really, there's no repercussions for them. They just throw out ideas. You don't have to, they don't have to meet with you a couple of years later to see how you actually did.
So you meet with everyone.
Yes. You're getting a financial advisor, is probably going to be your best, you know, weapon to combat, you know, these emotional things that we all want to do. We're all usually our own worst enemy when it comes to our own financial decisions, right? Because money is emotional and it's hard not to be. But when you have an objective viewpoint, it can maybe help remove some of the emotion from the decisions that you'll make.
I want to talk about a little bit of the complexity of your work, which I find personally fascinating, because you are in a fiduciary responsibility of caring for someone's financial health and wealth. So if I called you up and I said, hey, you know, Ryan, do this, do that, and left you a voice message. And you mentioned meeting people in person. Yes. And the communication, the form of communication, and also how that, how your financial companies, where you actually put the money, how it reports to the individual client is a matter of law and a matter that's key. So when you hear the phrase, read the prospectus, there's a reason why you're getting a large prospectus, because there really has to be a tremendous transparency in this whole process.
For sure. A lot of advisors have recognized that to be able to best serve clients, it's best to be a fiduciary at all times, which means putting the client's interests ahead of your own. And to truly do that as an advisor, you have to be what's known as a fee-only advisor, which I am, which means I only get compensated from the fees that my clients pay me. And that's either flat fees to work together on planning projects or percentage of asset fees for the assets that I manage. But a fee-only advisor doesn't receive any other compensation, commissions from selling certain investment products or insurances, annuities. So that is, in my view, the best way to work with someone to just help try to minimize as many conflicts as you can.
And of course, life circumstances are changing as well. So what I gather you do in your work with Morrissey Wealth Management is, in your fiduciary capacity, you walk along and get to know your clients. We all know that life throws us a few lemons, not exactly a glass of lemonade at all times. Sure. So you could be laid off. You could be repositioned within your work. You can have a health issue, a serious crisis. There's divorce. There's a whole myriad of things that can change your financial picture. And you have to understand that about a client.
You do. I mean, anytime you're putting together a financial plan, right, what is that about? It's about putting something in place to address these possible scenarios. And certain things are easier to prepare for, like having the right disability insurance or the right life insurance. It's hard to plan for a layoff and even divorce, right? Those are probably things we all don't want to encounter. But that's where you'd need to adjust your plan and maybe adjust your goals at that point, depending on, you know, what you wanted going forward.
Yeah, not always easy to come up with the answers. But then again, you also have to deal with inquire about the expectations too, because you may have your goals change as well. You have a different vision of, you know, I'm going to work till 70. I'm going to not collect Social Security till the maximum when I'm 70. I'm going to really work as hard as I can. You know, you may say this when you're 55, but when you're 60, you may say, I'll work till 67. I'll collect when I'm 67. So you can change as well, and you have to adapt with your client to help them meet their goals.
Of course, yeah. I mean, a lot of surveys show that people are asked at 60 when they plan to work, and they say 65, but then a lot of them don't make it that far because they just have had enough, right? I mean, it's work is hard and can be stressful. So, you know, life is short, and certainly you want to get the most out of it. So that's where you might change, like you said, what you're looking to do.
Let's talk a little bit about risk tolerance. Some people are okay and can ride the roller coaster a little better than others. Some people are looking for security. How do you explain the best way to approach those two emotional differences within your clients?
Well, it's a trade-off everyone has to decide on, right? If you are willing to maybe work longer or maybe spend less in retirement, then you could have a more conservative portfolio. And that would be okay if you are okay with that, right? And then if you maybe are willing to take on some more risk, you could maybe retire sooner and maybe spend a little bit more money just based on the past returns of stocks and real estate versus like bonds and cash. So that's something everybody has to really figure out what they're comfortable with.
And it's always good to start off with a little bit of risk when you're younger. Theoretically, your earning capacity and your asset building will increase over time. But there is a point when you probably need to wind that down a little bit.
You do. And I mean, I think for most people, again, it's all preference, but maybe winding it down to like 40 to 50% in stocks, anything less than that, you just run the risk over the long term of your money not keeping pace with inflation, especially now with such high inflation that we have, because, you know, historically stocks have made about an 8 to 10% return, whereas bonds have made about a 4 to 5% return.
Yeah. So there's some safety net, but then again, there's a need for just a little bit of a journey, a little bit of a risk.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So when you're talking with your clients, you obviously have reporting. You provide them portfolios, sure. They get regular reporting, you know, and all of this could be pie charts. It could be electronic. It could be, you know, burn the trees, bring out the paper, in a variety of ways. And it's I think that kind of reporting, when you go over and you meet with somebody, you have to explain to them what's happening. Most of us aren't in your beat, Ryan. We don't understand your work that much. We trust
sure.
you. But you have to be sort of the great explainer in these meetings. So how do you walk your clients through those pie charts and also describe what's going on around the world, which is so complex?
It is. I mean, I try to keep things simple as much as I can, because I mean, historically, you know, keeping it simple is probably better for most people. But you know, wherever I can explain things that my clients don't understand, but yeah, I mean, most companies now, like I use TD Ameritrade and Charles Schwab as my custodians. That's who holds my clients' money. So clients at any point, and this is for many people, they can go in and check on their stuff at any point, see how it's doing. And then we meet a couple times a year to do some tax planning, as well as just look at their overall investment strategy and, you know, their overall financial plan.
And that's so critical, you know, to be able to communicate that on a regular basis to somebody. I mentioned CNBC, Fox Business, all the online
sure.
Business reporting devices. I think most of us who watch those scrolls in the bottom of the screen or on the top of the screen say, I don't know what I'm looking at. And it's almost like trying to be the National Hurricane Center and trying to understand millibars, and barometric pressure. So there is a complexity in that. How do you keep fresh yourself to understand the complexities of the market? Not only your basic training, but you have to sort of stay on top of world events on a regular basis and educate yourself.
I do. I mean, I watch the market every day, but I do try to take more of a long-term perspective, because it's hard to, unless you're a day trader, to be reacting to short-term events on a daily basis. I mean, most people probably having an asset allocation, you know, controlling their costs by having investment products that have reasonable costs, maybe index-based strategies is probably going to be the best for most people. But where I am really on top of things, and there is a lot more change, is really on the planning side with like taxes and different deductions and, you know, insurances and stuff like that that's always changing. That's where I think an additional value can come from a financial planner that's really, or financial advisor that's really doing financial planning in addition to investment management.
I was told, don't live 100% to your means, live about 50 to 70% to your means, meaning live below your current financial earning capacity. We have a very low savings rate, and we have a very large swath of the population in their 40s, 50s, and early 60s that have not much to retire on. They just haven't done the planning.
Yeah.
So how are we to look to the future to know that we're going to be having a lot of boomers and also millennials that, that just haven't been able to gain traction and save enough money? They've lived totally maybe above their means.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, that's the key for anybody. You've got to be saving a fair amount of your income. You know, they say like in your 20s and 30s, you should try to save 10%, and your 40s, try to save 15%. And if you could be saving 20% in your 50s and 60s, that should be enough for you to put aside extra money on top of Social Security or a pension to live comfortable retirement. But if you haven't, then you need to get going because, right, as they say, when's the best time to plant a tree? Well, it was yesterday, right? So you need to start going, especially as we're in the beginning of the year here.
That's great. Well, that's great news. Get savings. I'm sure you'd say everybody get saving right now. Get investing and get information. So it is complex. I'm sure you welcome people to your Washington Avenue office. You would love to meet with them, have a consultation with them. So how can people learn more about Morrissey Wealth Management, but also your podcast? We're doing a podcast here, but this conversation, folks, it continues with
That's
Ryan
right.
as well. So how can folks access that?
So, you know, the easy one to remember is retirewithryan.com. That's my podcast. I've had the podcast going for a little over 2 years. It's a weekly show, about 15 to 20 minutes long. Or if you can remember morrisseywealthmanagement.com, that's MORRISSEY. You can go there as well, and that can give you some information on the services that I provide to prospective clients, or just go to retirewithryan.com and click on free assessment, and it will direct you over to morrisseywealthmanagement.com.
Perfect. Good way to start the year. And we want to thank you, Ryan Morrissey, Morrissey Wealth Management, Washington Avenue in North Haven. Thank you for being on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast today.
Thank you, Ray. Best of luck to everyone.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson at quinncham.com.